when I came over from England to the United States. I had taken my train ticket, got on the train at Euston Station, and we got off at Southampton. At Southampton Station, there was a group of boys in the train that I was in. For some reason or other, I was grouped together with these 16 boys who were all from Sweden, fortunately who were able to speak English. And during the trip from London to Southampton, we had a very nice conversation. They were talking about Sweden, Norway, and I was given a little history of London, where I lived and my family and everything relating to it. When we got off at Southampton, for some reason, I was grouped together with these 16 boys, 18 boys. And all of us were herded on to the ship. Nobody had questioned my passport or my papers. And I was on the ship without anybody inspecting my papers. When I got onto the deck, I had to question my way to get down to my cabin. I finally get to my cabin. I washed, changed, and then I started walking through the ship. There was still about 5 minutes or so sailing time. And finally, I got to the dining room. People were already into the...
You don't talk like that. Don't be so polite
what?
Here. Come on.
What do you mean? I'm talking. What do you mean? I'm not nervous. Who's nervous? I'm collected. I get to the dining room, and the steward asks for my card. And I look at him. I says, what card are you talking about? I have my papers on me. Well, he said, you have to have your dining room card. He said, didn't you get it on the dock, on the pier? I said, no. I said, nobody asked for my papers. Mm. I've got my papers here, my passport, American passport, everything here. And nobody stopped me. So you're the fellow everybody's looking for. I said, what are you talking about? He said, is your name Zubris? I said, yes. Come on, he says, get the hell out of here. He says, you're holding up the ship here, he says. It's 10 minutes beyond sailing time. So it seems as though everything was prearranged. The steward from the dining room signs me, gives me a signal, you go down here and follow the instructions of all the stewards standing along. And I started running. And as I started running, this steward gave the other stewards a signal. And each one directed me ahead where I have to go. I had to go up an elevator there, three or four floors, and finally when I got out, so the elevator man signaled the steward, I had to run along the deck, and finally there was one steward that stopped me. Are you Zubritz? I said, yes. Come on, he says. And he rushes me onto the gangplank.
Off the boat?
Off the boat, the gangplank, and then the gangplank was ready to be closed in on the ship.
Oh, they didn't know that you were on the ship already.
They didn't know where I was.
Oh.
They knew I'd got off the train.
I see.
So finally, on the gangplank, I was standing holding on to the rails of the gangplank, and there was a dispatcher and an officer standing on the pier, and the steward pointed to me that I'm the fellow that
they were looking for.
So the gangplank was still on the hoisting crane. It was lowered over onto the pier.
The
steward on the pier ran on the gangplank and he says, are you Zubris? I said, yes, sir. He says, well, where the heck were you all this time? I says, I don't know. I says, but I was herded together with a group of Swedish boys who I was on the train coming from London to Southampton. And I says, I didn't question anything. I figured whatever happens, whatever's going to go, it has to be so, since I was herded onto the ship with these fellas. Well, he says, give me your papers. And he took out a board and he hooked it onto the gangplank and he started filling up certain papers. I had to sign certain papers, which I did. Finally, he stamped them, a series of 3-4 stamps. Gave me my papers. He says, okay, he says, now you're all sealed, signed, ready to go to the United States. But he says, remember, he says, you're the one that held up the sailing of the Leviathan for 15 minutes. Now get the hell off here as fast as you can, because the ship is ready to sail.
Well, one thing
so they jumped off on the pier line where they were, and the hoisting machine raised the platform, and I was back on the ship. The pier was the landing gear would lowered it, and suddenly I was surrounded by some people questioning me, who, what, when, where, what happened. I says, I don't know what happened, it's just one of those things that happened.
Yeah. Why didn't they question the other young man that came on the ship? Didn't they have to pay you?
I had left them. When they questioned them, I had left them to go to my room.
Oh, I see.
And by the time they came to look me from my room, I was walking around on the decks. It's something new, a tremendous big ship like that I've never been on.
Mm.
And finally, when I came to the dining room, the word got around from one steward and purser to all the others. This fellow Zubris hadn't got his papers because the fellow on the pier has got all necessary papers that I'm supposed to have. My dining room ticket, my clearance papers to get off the boat, all necessary papers which he had in his hand. I had my own papers, which hasn't been signed and sealed, as it should have been. Finally, we got together, and this is how I held up the Leviathan sailing for 15 minutes.
You're kidding.
This is the end of my story. So help me God, that is the truth.
Did you